revolutionary baseball. They put Castro on waivers and brought up his little nephew to replace him, but the only trouble is, neither could manage to hit their weight. The last time the Southsiders came to town, they filled the seats and then some. Even the Hilton across the street was brimming with Americans in the balconies, drinking Bucaneros and smoking Cubans. But back home, things were different for this makeshift, patched-together band of brothers. And if they have visions of putting together a postseason run, it'll never happen without reigniting their fan base that is desperate for a full-blown revolutionary assault, including nickel hot dogs and peso beer nights.